Lucent Technologies has agreed to pay a $25 million civil penalty. The New Jersey-based telecommunications company settled charges that it failed to cooperate with federal investigators looking into alleged accounting violations. In addition, some current and former Lucent employees face charges of accounting fraud. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The case against Lucent Technologies has been building for some time now. The company announced an initial settlement with the government earlier this year. Paul Berger is Associate Director of Enforcement at the Securities and Exchange Commission. He says the charges against Lucent cover a variety of alleged financial misdeeds.
We're talking about a company that engaged in a number of transactions, about 20 transactions during the course of 1 year, that did a variety of things. It basically moved revenue into different periods. It allowed the company to, in their drive to realize revenue, meet internal sales targets and obtain sales bonuses.
The $25 million fine settles charges Lucent improperly booked over $1 billion in revenue in fiscal year 2000. Initially, it was believed the company would escape the accounting probe without a fine. But the SEC's Paul Berger says that was before the company failed to cooperate with the agency.
Failure to cooperate is contrary to good public policy, and it's inconsistent with the best interests of investors and the investing public. And the commission, I think, is going to get tough with these entities or individuals that fail to cooperate with us.
The settlement with Lucent terminates the government's case against three former Lucent employees. SEC regulators plan to pursue charges against seven other individuals accused of facilitating Lucent's alleged violations of securities law. The SEC is continuing its investigation into aggressive sales tactics at Lucent's rivals, Quest and Global Crossing. Those companies are also accused of inflating revenues. The fine against Lucent would be the largest ever levied by the SEC against a company for failure to cooperate in a federal investigation. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.